Jamie Beckler, a guy you've been hearing from on our program on a pretty consistent basis over the past few months, is with us. Jamie, the former Marion Athletic Director, does a program called the Beckler Business Brief, and we welcome him in. We'd like to explore this a little further. Jamie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Appreciate you having me.
Good morning, Jamie Beckler. You've got something kind of nice going on, don't you?
Well, good morning, Ed Breen. It's nice to hear you. Yes, I've got some good things going on, and one of them is I'm writing my first real book. I've written some e-books and written some blog posts, but it's my first real book that'll be coming out July 25th. It's a paperback book, and it's for sports teams, for athletes. It's how to develop better leadership. It's called The Leadership Playbook, Become Your Team's Most Valuable Leader.
Excited
about that book. Otherwise, I'm just traveling around the country speaking to different teams and some businesses as well.
You better explain yourself a little further. Many people know you as the one-time Marion High School Athletic Director.
All right.
You coach women's basketball. I think most people in this community know that much, but what got you on the track of what you're doing now? And maybe this is something you've been doing for quite a while.
Well, I was always speaking maybe to Chambers of Commerce and Kiwanis clubs, and then speaking to high school teams when I was a college coach. You know, as the college coach, I would come into some local high schools and speak, and never really had a problem with speaking. I wasn't one of those people that was afraid of public speaking. Always enjoyed leadership training, always enjoyed seeing kids, student athletes, become better people and develop their character skills. And so, as I progressed through my coaching career and then there at Marion, as an athletic director, that was just something that, I realized was, kind of my calling or a passion of mine. There at Marion, we had done a number of leadership things with the student athletes. And I went and got my certification to be a John Maxwell leadership coach. John Maxwell's written over 100 leadership books. He's kind of the guru when it comes to leadership. And so decided to do that full time. And so went to Atlanta, which is a really good place to do that if you're going to be traveling across the country, because the airport is great. You know, you can get everywhere from Atlanta airport.
Yeah, but you have to go through the airport to do it.
You do, and you have to get there much more early than most places because of security. It's the busiest airport in the world.
It's the last stop before hell, isn't it?
Yeah, but everyone goes through there. I mean, if you're going from Minnesota to Seattle, you still have to go through Atlanta.
Yeah. See, that's another story for another day. Okay.
Airport purgatory, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, we just... We've been traveling across the country speaking with a lot of teams, a lot of colleges, a lot of high schools, going to a lot of conferences, where really what we're trying to do is just, spread some ideas, provide some insights to people on how that they can reach student-athletes a little bit better. Because the reality is student-athletes, it's not just about the X's and O's. It's about developing them as people, and those are our leaders one day. So many people will talk about, well, kids these days or this generation, or they'll have something negative to say. But instead of being negative, they should look at, well, what can we do? You know, I might not be able to do everything, but I can do something. And so what is it that I can do? And so, we're not going to reach every kid, but there's a lot of kids out there that you can reach. And you see that even in the Marion community. You're not going to reach every single kid in the Marion community, but there's a lot of coaches in the Marion School District or in Grant County at the other schools, or there's people working at the Boys and Girls Club that are working tirelessly and sacrificing to reach a couple kids, because you're not going to reach everyone, but you can certainly change somebody's life.
Jamie,
that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, what is your approach from what you've learned with John Maxwell, what you've learned on your own through coaching and being an athletic director? How do you get the kids' attention to get them to a point where they will listen to what you're trying to tell them?
Yeah, it's hard because I'm the old guy. They don't want to listen to the old guy or someone that sounds like their mom or dad or their grandpa, talking about back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Get off my lawn kind of thing. But, you have to make that connection. And I even saw that at Marion. It's everywhere. But, when you're at Marion High School or any high school – if you haven't developed a connection with a kid, then they're not going to listen to you, even if you, you know, tell them not to walk out in the middle of traffic in front of a car. You know, even though you're helping save them, they're not going to listen because why should I listen to you? You haven't built up that trust. And it's the same, you know, if you're a salesperson, people are going to buy from someone that they know, like, and trust. And it's the same way if you're selling something as a leader, you're selling something as a coach, as a teacher, if they don't know, like, and trust you, they're not going to buy what you're selling. And so in order to make a difference in someone's life, you have to make that connection. And, you know, that's what I teach coaches. That's what I teach administrators is what are you doing to actually connect with your with the student athletes or the students in general? You know, what kind of relationships are you having with them? And are you really diving into their life and do they know that you care?
Jamie, is that just basic human nature or has there been a change in the relationship between generations as we have become a more technological world?
That is absolutely great question. I don't think that back when, you know, John Wooden was coaching at UCLA,
right.
I don't think that kids nowadays are worse than what he was dealing with the Vietnam War era. But I think they're different. And you make a great point with technology. It is different. And so your strategies are different. It's like as a basketball coach, you might have similar principles no matter what game you're playing or what opponent you're playing, but some teams are going to press you, some teams are going to play zone, some are going to play man-to-man, so your strategies might be different. And so, you know, what John Wooden, you know, there was just a book that came out by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who used to be Lew Alcindor. And the book, the subtitle of that is My 50 Years of Friendship with John Wooden. Okay, well, Lew Alcindor was a black, Muslim, tall basketball player from the inner city, and John Wooden was a short, white guy from a country town in Indiana.
Yep.
They had a lot of years apart, but 50 years of friendship, according to Lew Alcindor. That's because John Wooden made connections with his players. And I know some coaches will say, well, yeah, if I had someone like Lew Alcindor, I would definitely connect with him. But that's not true. Coaches fight with their stars all the time because of ego, the coach's ego or the player's ego. And so to answer, yeah, I think it's changed in terms of our strategy, but it's still an age-old theory or an age-old philosophy that you do have to connect with people. You have to find out what makes them tick, find some common ground, and then put your ego aside as a leader because it's not about you. It's about adding value to those that you're leading.